We're talking today with Terry Dietrich of American Farmers and Ranchers. Terry, before we talk about Farm Bill, I thought we might first of all talk about 2013 wheat harvest. You were telling me that at the Dietrich Farms, you're pretty well wrapped up now.
Yes, Ron, we're wrapped up and probably had more of a crop than I had expected to have after the late freezes. But different parts of the state have certainly, it's just, I noticed Kim Anderson's comments, it's been like Jekyll and Hyde, and it has been. People in Oklahoma have had zero, others have had a bumper crop, and then there's everything in between. But therein is the importance of our crop insurance, to be able to help those who had nothing, just to survive, to be around, to put another crop out next year. And to be able to go back to the banker and say, here's the crop insurance. It helps pay the input cost. There's no profit made on crop insurance. I can promise you that. It barely pays the input cost if you have a catastrophe. But aside from that, I do think the overall Oklahoma estimate probably will be exceeded what we had earlier estimated. And again, we continue on and hope next year will be better.
You tell me that you're pretty amazed that some of those wheat plants were able almost to regenerate a little bit as far as some very short stalks kind of just really came on pretty fast after the freeze.
Wheat is an amazing crop, and it's not unusual to lose it a few times before we finally get it harvested. But I was really amazed this year. I found lots of stalks that down about 3 or 4 inches off the ground had just been exploded by the late freeze. And amazingly, and wheat ripens from the ground up. So evidently we had an easy enough spring that we were able to utilize all the moisture in that stock to finish out ahead in the kernel. And it's just amazing. It's no wonder that wheat's been the staff of life since the beginning of time.
This past week, we saw the House go through the process of marking up, of course, earlier at the committee level, but really going through the process of debating 103 amendments that were accepted by the Rules Committee and for the House floor. Worked well into the night one night, came back, looked like we were on the verge of maybe getting final passage. But the House turned around and we got a no vote. We got a failure to move it across the House floor. I know that disappointed you a great deal when that final vote came in.
It really did, Ron. I watched the proceedings on C-SPAN till probably 10 o'clock or so the night before, and I went to bed thinking, boy, this will be smooth tomorrow. And then at the last minute, a few bombshells were dropped on some amendments that I think had not been expected, for sure not requested, and it caused enough deterioration that there were enough votes dropped off of both sides of the aisle that they just couldn't get it passed. And I guess first time in Farm Bill history that the House of Representatives did not get theirs passed. And I know Frank just had to really be disappointed, and I was disappointed for him and with him. He has worked so hard trying to get bipartisan support. And in fact, maybe so hard that it was too bipartisan and he dropped off the far ends of the spectrum on both ends. And that's what cost him the votes, I guess. But, you know, we talk about bipartisan. I kind of believe we're in an age of tripartisan right now. We've got some moderates, we've got some old school moderates, we've got some left wingers, far left wing and far right wing. And you're just going to have some from all of them in order to be able to get enough majority to pass a bill.
You know, when you start thinking about where we go from here, I know there's been a lot of talk, a lot of speculation about various ways that you might try to approach this. One thing is being discussed apparently within Washington circles right now, and we've heard before, that maybe get rid of the nutrition title from the Farm Bill proper, let it stand alone and take everything else. Would that work in this day and age?
Ron, I think that really needs to be addressed. I do not think we can get a Farm Bill passed if we do not have the urban vote. And that was the beginning of putting – there's two reasons why welfare programs should be in the Farm Bill. or in some bill, but it works well with the farm bill. They are a consumer of our product, and it serves in welfare's best interest to be able to continue to have a safe, dependable, adequate supply of food. And that's what farm policy is supposed to do for our country and for farmers in specific. The welfare programs are outside of any other programs, and even with sequestration, welfare programs were going forward. If they were not included in the farm bill, they would not have the opportunity to be debated every 5 years. They would just continue on and on and on. And that was one of the things that caused Congressman Lucas problems, in that he wasn't taking food out of the mouths of children. He was just closing some loopholes where there had been abuse in the past. And the entire debate has just been really frustrating to me, to hear so many people debating the farm bill that know nothing about the farm. But yet they've got all the answers. Likewise, I think there are a lot of people debating the welfare programs that really don't know the intricate parts of the welfare program. There have been opportunities in there for abuse, as there is in any government program, not exclusive of farm programs. There's always going to be someone to abuse it. There's more so in some programs than others. And I think the big concern is the growing number of recipients on welfare. And a lot of that is economics related, and hopefully we're pulling out of some of that. But hopefully we don't have people who have been used to unemployment, and there needs to be some incentives for them to go back, be employed when the jobs are available. And just some automatic recipient opportunities need to be eliminated. They need to qualify. And Frank, I think his saying was, apply, qualify, and participate. And, you know, if they apply for it, they qualify for it, get right after it, we're happy to be able to extend a helping hand. And whether it should be a part of the farm bill, I think if we take it out of the farm bill, with the misperceptions of farming today, I think it would be virtually impossible for us to have any kind of a farm policy. What are going to be the results of that? If we don't have an adequate farm policy, we're going to become more and more dependent on food from other companies, countries that are produced under less stringent requirements environmentally than ours. And, you know, I guess it's kind of appropriate here when we're looking around the Independence Day celebrations. How long, America, are we going to be independent? You know, it would be surprising to most of us to realize how much of our food in this country is already imported. Now, we're still the only country in the world that can support its own population. We import food because of trade relations, but we don't have to. And so we'll see how this all plays out, but it's perilous times. Congressman Lucas has had an almost impossible uphill job.
I know some talk about, you know, maybe we need a 1 year extension again. In other words, because of the wheels coming off this last week, would you be in favor of that, if it came down to that, of extending the 2008 bill one more year?
Well, I certainly would prefer that over complete devastation of farm policy. And as economic times improve, maybe there would be a different attitude in a year. I am still hopeful, though, that there can be enough compromises that we can get one passed. And then the irony of it is, all we had to do is get it passed off the House floor so it could go to conference committee. That's where the farm bill is going to be written. It's when the Senate and the House conferees get together and apply their two bills and try to figure out what will pass both houses. And then, assuming that they can come up with one that will, then it goes to the president for his signature. We just needed to get it off the House floor and get it in conference so they could really start working on it in earnest. And we can't even get it to the conference. So it's really disappointing.